Bonus episode featuring Kevin Toff, Bob Dassey, and Fran Gillespie. Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
Sean Allen says conference call. Effect Chunk Wood. Try to say that name right there.
Effect Chunk Wood Nwadiwe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Says Gopher.
Conference call Gopher.
And that Wiz, not the Wiz, says Tipple.
Says what?
Tipple. Does that mean to drink?
Tipple?
Yeah, to drink. It does, right? It's to drink alcohol.
All right. Tipple, conference call Gopher.
That Wiz reminds me of the Wiz. The take on The Wizard of Oz, the musical, that's...
You can say The Black Wizard of Oz.
The Black Wizard of Oz, is that just what it is?
Yeah, if you said the African-American Wizard of Oz, I would have been really disappointed.
I wasn't going to be honest. I was going to say it was Wizard of Oz musical that the songs were, like, soulful. Is that worse?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
The Black Wizard of Oz, everyone's comfortable with that.
I don't know. Well,
has a problem with
we sang in eighth grade, Ease On Down the Road.
The Black Closer.
The Black.
That's he's right. He's on down the road.
That's right. But I went to a junior high that I think maybe 700 people went there, and I think maybe there were two Black people. And I knew that The Wiz was maybe just
way,
for Black
way
people.
Black.
It's
way Black.
Yeah, like I would feel uncomfortable if a white person had a solo in The Wiz.
Oh, well, that's why there isn't one.
That's right.
They were uncomfortable with
isn't
it.
Isn't that a weird song, though, for like, I don't know.
What song?
He's on down the road. Why is that
why is that weird?
I don't know. It's like, because the Wiz is a Black Wizard of Oz, and...
It's not a Black Wizard of Oz. It's the Black Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wiz.
I don't know.
The definitive Black version of the Wizard of Oz.
It just felt like an odd choice.
But we don't say the white version of the Wizard of Oz, right? Because that was the original? Is that what we do? Do we have to say that now?
Did you see
the Wizard of Oz, the white version?
I always thought...
I've never seen the Wizard of Oz.
I always thought of the Tin Man.
But I love the Wiz.
I always thought of the Tin Man as
the white version of Othello.
I see the black and white version of the Wiz.
I'm sorry. I'm so screwing with your thing.
I don't have
two any. People were Black in junior high.
Did you guys
do it in class or as a performance?
As a performance at the end of eighth grade.
Were they in it? Thrown a bone on this thing, or
no,
were they just
solos,
shut out?
They were just there. They were just there.
So you
were you in it?
Took the version. Well, I mean that's you're doing the cover version. I think that's
you're
fair.
Doing a slightly less soulful. Well,
slightly, you
know, slightly depends. Less soulful. Probably
only,
not as technically good.
I did the
good.
Kid version of MASH, the movie, in high school, wow. And I
no,
say
no,
kid
that's
version.
A high school.
No, I say kid version because they completely eviscerated the script. Like it's this official high school MASH script, and you guys Whoa. Know the movie.
Yeah. There's a suicide. So,
yeah,
attempted.
They
a lot
took
of things.
Sex. Like everything that's funny is R in that movie, and
sure,
they took
sure.
it all out. And the play's not that funny.
What part did you play?
I was Burns.
What did you do?
Major Burns.
I can't even think about what they would. If they took it all out,
all those
what would
scenes
be left?
Weren't funny. I remember even in high school, I was completely aware, like going, "What? What are we doing? And what's funny?"
That is a weird one to change into a kid's version.
But how? It's so ambitious, though.
True.
My hat's off in a way. Like, it's too bad they ruined the story to make it presentable. But they went after MASH. Forget Huck Finn.
That must have been a proactive, like your teacher must have been like, hey, this is a way to get the show that
yeah,
makes
that's
a point.
That's really intentional.
Yeah, I think, you know what I mean? It's like, is that the Vietnam War?
I don't
War.
Remember there being that. It was
no?
just like, let's do something funny. Let's do MASH. Cool. And then us reading the script and going, this isn't MASH. And what happened to that scene? And no one's cursing. And
where's Hot Lips?
What? I had to kiss Hot Lips. I guess I should say I got to kiss Hot Lips. But she was kind of, and I hope she didn't hear this, but she was kind of known as being the whore of our class.
Oh, no.
And she just happened to get that role, which,
that's
you know,
awful. Why was she a whore? What grade were you in? What's a whore in eighth grade? It's the first girl that gets tits.
A girl, yeah.
Yeah, it's she has
the
tits.
The girl
so
who
she's
makes out with a lot of guys.
Oh, come on. Give me a fucking break.
Well, that's
thing. Awful.
Sexuality.
Hey, don't get mad at 16-year-old Matt Besser.
I'm so mad at 16-year-old. Get a drive away.
I'm the one that
you guys
kissed her.
Performing cultural rape. Performing the Black Wizard of Oz with no black people.
Yeah.
All he did was call a girl a slut for no reason.
Because it is always the case. It's always the case in 7th or 8th grade. Yeah. First girl with tits. Yeah. It's like, oh, God, Rachel Farwell's such a slut. I hope she doesn't hear.
Oh, ladies. Oh, Rachel.
Ladies, I want you out in the hallway lined up against that wall, ladies, right now.
Oh, come on.
And I want quiet out here.
No.
All right. Dassey, get that sweatshirt up.
Up?
Up. I want to see those boobs.
Here they are.
All right, that's good. I don't want to see any boob meat under these sweaters.
What?
That's right.
You just saw my boobs. Now you don't want to see them?
No, I saw where they should be boobs and they aren't.
They're coming along.
I'm pretty happy about it.
Well, that's all I have.
What's wrong with boobs?
All right, Besser. Let's see those boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Nothing.
Yeah, what's wrong? I want to get some.
No, you don't. Trust me.
Day now.
I've got these monsters I've been hauling around my whole life.
What's wrong with them?
They're a burden. They've been nothing but a burden to me. I know what you kids call me.
Slut.
Yeah, slut. Exactly.
Assistant Principal Slut.
My name is Assistant Principal Slutsky. Not slut.
Slut.
Slutsky.
Slutskies. The slutskies.
If you're not a slut, why do you have such big boobs? It seems like boobs are just a body's way of saying fuck me.
And nobody skis in the Midwest, so you just a slut. That ski is additional for no charge.
I don't know what skis around here. I know, believe me.
How come you haven't asked to see my tits?
Oh my God, Belinda.
She has real
right,
woods.
Belinda. She blossomed early.
She's gonna
That's
be
right.
Class
this thought. Summer's been good to me.
Summer's been good to all of us.
All right.
You in particular.
Seeing as though you've drawn a line in the sand. What's that?
All right, fine.
I'm just walking to the bathroom. Whoa!
Here they are.
What just Ba-boing. Happened?
Ba-boing.
Oh my God, I got a weird feeling in my stomach. Oh, it's lower than my stomach.
I want to put him in a headlock.
Miss Slutsky, what's going on? I've got a weird feeling.
Ba-boing.
Oh, I'm going to choke all the air out of his throat so I can't see him.
My voice is changing.
I got to crack his neck.
No. Ah.
Miss Slutsky, why'd you do that?
I can't have those boys.
It's murder.
You just killed a boy.
Yes, that's right. I killed a boy and you saw it.
Miss Slutsky, I think you're jealous.
Put your sweater down when you're talking to me.
I can't.
She's right. She can't get the sweater down in front of those huge
boobs. No, they're growing. They're growing as we speak.
I can't take my eyes off them.
Oh, no.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, my titties are so big.
Listen, you may be excited about this now. But you've doomed yourself to a life of being called whore and slut.
Well, just another walk to the bathroom. Here's another kid.
Where is everybody? Why is everybody coming out in the middle of
Oh,
the
my
period?
Lord. Look at those. I'm hemorrhaging. My nose is bleeding.
Look what you did to that bumpkin.
I exploded him.
He's dead. That's two dead boys.
That's two dead boys. One kind of slow and the other one very promising.
Uh-oh. Look down the hall, everybody. Here
the
comes
boys' basketball team.
Do, 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 do,
the
do,
state
do.
Championship Harlem Globetrotters theme.
We're the white Harlem Globetrotters.
That's right.
Yeah.
We might not be able to do tricks.
Oh, no. I can't get my sweater over my
They're fundamentally. They're a fundamentally sound version of the Globetrotters.
Come on, team. Let's go down this hallway.
Ah!
No.
No, don't look, boys.
Turn
What's
around.
That light? What's that light coming from that sweater?
Boop, here, catch the ball. Oh, missed it.
Bounce.
Speaking of bouncing, guys, look over there!
Ba-boing. Ba-boing.
I'll save you. Look at mine.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
From perfect to horrible.
Before and after.
Oh, but how many children did you nurse?
I didn't nurse any that were my own.
Oh, my God. You were a wet nurse?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you think I became a gym coach?
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, look at the difference is astounding.
That's right. Contemplate my breasts. Don't look at Belinda's.
Look away.
The hemisphere of my brain is parting.
I see ecstasy and atrociousness in one.
I can't turn around. My breasts are getting sweaty.
Oh, my God.
They're glistening.
I've got a hard-on and a depressed boner at the same time.
I feel purple six coursing through my veins.
You're swollen up, Jim.
No.
I hope you're happy, Belinda. That whole team just narrated itself to death.
Humans, go to mattbesser.com and buy this Humans comedy album. It's only $2, you cheap human bastard. Music by Dragoon. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.